Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I come back to Wisconsin, to the University of Wisconsin. Great news. Great news. Although attacked by Republicans, great news. We have a new chancellor. New chancellor for the Madison campus, the crown jewel, the centerpiece of the University of Wisconsin. A woman named Professor Jennifer Mnookin, M-N-O-O-K-I-N. Jennifer Mnookin has a sterling resume. She has a PhD from MIT, I think undergrad at Harvard Law School at Yale University. She's a renowned scholar. Right now, she is the dean of the UCLA Law School. And she was interviewed. A lot of people were interviewed. And let me tell you something. The dean of UCLA Law School is a big deal. It's not as big a deal as being chancellor of UW with 45,000 students. I'll tell you that, and tens of thousands of employees. But she really impressed and wowed the regents. Why do I say that? They're the ones that hired her. She impressed and wowed the regents because they unanimously voted to hire her as the chancellor. The previous chancellor, Becky Blank, left to become the head of Northwestern University in Illinois, which is a step down, quite frankly. I mean, for two reasons. One, UW-Madison is a much bigger deal, and UW-Madison is one of what they call the public Ivies. The other two are Berkeley in California and Michigan and Ann Arbor. But University of Wisconsin, Madison, is ranked at one time, I think it was ranked the 30-some-odd best university in the world, including North America, Europe, Asia, South America, everywhere. That includes all of the Ivy League, all of the Big Ten, every public university, private university in this country, the Sorbonne in France, Oxford and Cambridge in England, Salamanca in Spain, Heidelberg in Germany. And, you know, even Russia now, they're decimated, but at one time they had some able people in Japan and China. And UW-Madison is one of the crown jewels of the world. And so you'd think the regents, now remember, these regents were appointed by Scott Walker and Tony Evers. They were appointed by both of them, bipartisan. Unanimously, they praised her and said, this is what we need, Jennifer Mnookin. This is whom we need. Now, so then what happens? Well, Voss attacks her, reflexively attacks her, because the Republican Party hates the University of Wisconsin, and I'm going to explain why. Then Clayfish attacked her, said she was, in quote, infuriated by the appointment. Then Kevin Nicholson attacked her and said her appointment was, quote, insane, end quote. Now, part of that is Kevin Nicholson kind of talking about himself, quite frankly. But all of these people, insane, infuriated, attack, attack, attack. Why does the Republican Party viscerally hate the University of Wisconsin system, not just Madison? It goes back to Scott Walker. The minute Scott Walker got in, he froze all aid to the University of Wisconsin system, and he proposed that they change their mission statement from the Wisconsin idea that the boundaries of the University of Wisconsin are the boundaries of the state. You have, you know, agricultural schools, you know, the workshops all over the state. You have UW professors and staff helping out anywhere in the state, and it's a relentless search for truth, winnowing the truth. He said, no, the new statement should be the University of Wisconsin's function is to be a training place for Wisconsin business, dragging it down to his level. He left college before he graduated. and people attack him for that. I don't attack him for that alone. None of my grandparents went to college. My mom didn't go to college. But all of my grandparents, my mom and dad, saved and encouraged every one of their kids and grandkids to go to college. And getting a good education is an important thing, an important thing. Walker started to use it as somehow a social thing that he could attack, quote, elites, end quote. Attack, quote, elites, end quote. And I have a theory. Why did he leave before he graduated? It wasn't money. He left before he graduated because he ran for student body president. And the student newspaper endorsed his opponent. And just before the election, there was going to be his opponent's name and picture. And that night, every one of those newspapers disappeared. They disappeared from the campus. People just went around, they were free, they cleaned them out. He denied that he had anything to do with it, or his people did. And some theory, I think they floated the thing, well, maybe people didn't like the basketball coverage. You know, give me a break. Give me a break. College kids can spot BS a mile away, believe me. And so then what happens is, I think what happens is he got frozen out. I mean, you know, people look at him and say, this is a weird deal. And it's uncomfortable being on a campus where you're a weird deal. But then ever since, he has harbored a desire to attack higher education. Jennifer Mnuchin was the unanimous choice of the regents, bipartisan, Republican regents and Democratic regents, sterling reputation. And yet you have Voss attacking it. You have Kevin Nicholson saying it was insane. And you have Clafer saying she's infuriated. The governor is not supposed to stick his nose in this stuff. That's why you have regents. That's why you have regents. But it goes even worse than that. After they froze aid, they got rid of peer review. Now, peer review in the university context, my dad taught at UWM for 34 years. Peer review is very, very important. Tenure, they got rid of statutory tenure. Statutory tenure is very important. These professors and most teachers don't make a ton of money, but there is a culture about higher education that's important in sustaining its excellence. You have to have peer review. You have to include faculty in the governance of a university, or it's going to wither and die. And you have to have, in my opinion, statutory tenure. Here they have a kind of tenure that's easily set aside. You want people to be able to publish things that are unpopular. You want people to be able to do scholarship that goes against the grain of the politics of the day, whether it's on the right or the left. You know, sometimes you'll have a campus that's far left. You want a professor who can publish a book that attacks that and has tenure and can't be fired. And you want, if you have a right-wing climate, like we do now in some areas of the country, you want a professor on the other side to say no. Said no. We have to have a different way of looking at this, and here's the history. These are meticulously researched, meticulously written. So that's what Walker did. Then he froze tuition. He froze tuition, so they had to start laying people off. He started to destroy the University of Wisconsin, and the Republican Party's doing it again. And I think that they should lower tuition, but what they should do is put more money in from the state to support it. When I was at the UW Law School in 1972, my tuition was $250 a semester because the state provided 47% of the funding. Now it provides 17%. This is a subject that has to be discussed at far greater length. When we break, lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.